This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hiya, it's myself, Emma, and it's producer Callum. What's the crack?
Not to be mistaken for David Hammond. Oh, I'm so sick. Oh, I'm so tired.
No. But you are.
I just keep going through hot and cold spells. It's the worst.
That's called a temperature, and that's a sure sign that you're sick, pal.
I'm not a cold person, but last night I wore socks to bed.
Oh.
Don't wear socks to bed.
I always wear socks to bed and I always kick them off halfway through.
Jess does that and it's a running joke because then there would be like seven pairs of socks
in the bed.
I
always have to, when I'm dressing the bed, look under and pull out the dirty socks.
Yeah.
And like if I'm in a rush or something, I get back in and I'm lying in bed. I'm like, oh, there's my dirty socks from last night. I can feel them crawling around the bed.
We have so many and I'm like, it's terrible, but I've bought so many of the Penny's fluffy socks.
Unbelievable.
They are no doubt the best thing that this country has ever produced.
They're unbelievable. The only thing, if I can, is the slippiness gets me sometimes.
I like a bit of the slippiness.
Bit of a slip around. Yeah. You can kind of ice skate around your apartment
in
them.
Slide around
a
little bit.
Yeah, I get that.
Because they have the ones like with the sticky bits on the bottom, but I don't like that because then I feel like I'm too stuck to the floor.
See, what I'd love is the fluffiness, but with more support. They're just one random tube. Whereas like, I like somewhere for my heel in them.
They don't last too long and the elastic goes very quickly. But Jess, for her birthday, got some Penny's. Again, from Penny's. There's the general Penny's fluffy socks that I think is, it's a pack of two for like $2.50. They're the OG. They're the goat. But they've done extra slouch comfy socks.
Okay, yeah, that kind of slouchy, grungy look is in, even with the fluffy socks.
But they are premium. They are like, it feels like cashmere. They are so nice. And they're more socky. They're less tube-based and more sock-based. I think there are $4.50 for a pack or two there.
Oh, that's
so funny. She's gone all out for a 30th.
What I do think the likes of the sport brands, that like I love the odd day, like if I'm somewhere, I'd be like, do you know what? If I'm in a sport shop, I'd be like, get good Adidas thick socks or something. And they need to move into the fluffy game, I think, is those big brands.
Sometimes if I'm feeling extra cold, I will put on the thermal socks.
Oh, yeah.
And they are like socks that you wear on the building site. And I'd wear those if I ever go to a football match in the winter. And you cannot tell that your feet aren't freezing.
What we have that you guys don't have, well, you can do whatever you want, I suppose. But in those really cold months, you can wear tights under your trousers.
See, let me ask Jess about tights. Tights, to me, don't look like that they would keep you warm.
If they're under your trousers, they're just an extra layer. So, for example...
But they're so thin.
But imagine... Okay, well, this is... I would never wear tights and put my foot with tights into a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
I would have to go ankle sock, tight.
Yeah.
Then put the foot in, because otherwise it's get real sweaty and disgusting. Mm-hmm. But if you imagine you're walking down a really cold street and it's that icy cold weather, nothing's touching your naked ankle there. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you've got full-on protection.
Yeah, there's no like woof up the leg of a cold burst. It does make it extra cozy. I'd recommend, Callum, give them a go.
I really like the look of the fluffy tights. Jess has got a couple of pairs of those and it's like their skin colour. But they're just like, it's like wearing a dressing gown but on your leg.
Yeah, unbelievable.
They look so nice.
It's all ahead of us, lads.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning to you. I hope you're in good form this morning.
Morning. New week. New life. New day. Sorry, guys. I'm still living off the high of the musical rave I went to on Friday night, which I'm going to tell you all about in about 15 minutes' time. Don't worry.
I glued your Instagram stories. I won't lie.
I actually had one of the all-time best weekends ever. So much fun.
Good.
With friends. I was out with the girls on Saturday then as well. And we were just like having those like, I love you so much. I actually love you so much. Hugs at the end of the night.
Wow.
Oh, it was so fun.
Was this the brunch?
Yeah. It was an all-day affair.
Oh, and it was meant to be like wrapped up by 5, but clearly it's
no.
Going, yeah.
We left. We called it at about midnight. But from about 1 p.m.
It's a long day.
It was.
I understand where the tears came.
Yeah. But anyway, it all came grinding to a halt, the joys of the weekend last night when I was cooking some dinner and I went to fill up the kettle to make some spaghetti. And when I turned on the tap, I heard this sound.
It's an angry tap there.
And as the... was happening, the water was coming out in dramatic spurts and then no water at all and then like soak the whole kitchen spritz.
Oh dear. Yeah,
and then brown water was coming out of the tap as well. Yeah, so we realised that the water is fecked or gone or something in the house. So we had to do an emergency run to the shop to get bottles of Ballygown.
Yeah, go on.
And I literally had to make spaghetti out of Ballygown water. I felt like Kim Kardashian.
I was about to say, that is so top tier, it's unbelievable.
Oh my God.
So what's the story? Shower?
Don't. The shower's actually fine, I think, because
different
like
source maybe, yeah.
But yeah, the taps in the kitchen and the bathroom are fecked, so I have to get on to the landlord today. But yeah, brushing my teeth with the water again.
With the Ballygown.
Like I was on holidays.
I know, in Indonesia, that's what me and my mum were doing over
back
there.
In Mexico.
That's gas.
Yeah, so I mean, a bougie night all around.
Recharged.
Morning.
Now, I know if David Hammond was here, he'd be rolling his eyes immediately with what I'm about to say, saying, stop being a typical breakfast radio show talking about celebrity birthdays.
Okay.
But I was shocked this morning, and I honestly was, to learn that Leonardo DiCaprio today celebrates his 50th birthday.
Can I ask you, did you hear this on another breakfast radio show?
Do you know what? I didn't this morning. I actually saw it on Twitter. But I do enjoy actually listening to other radio stations.
Yeah, because last week Emma came in going, it's Joni Mitchell's birthday today. Heard it on Bleep Bleep FM.
Yeah, I did on the way into work. Listen, if you're starting a breakfast show at 6 o'clock, I get it.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? I understand. However, with that in mind, he just strikes me as someone as, okay, I get it. He's been around forever. But 50 just seems a bit dramatic for Leonardo DiCaprio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I also kind of think maybe I thought he already was 50 just because of all the stuff with him going for the young girls.
But I thought 40s for some reason. I thought like 43, 45 maybe.
Yeah.
50 just seems a lot. Anyway,
it is a lot.
With that in mind, let's play a little game of higher or lower or younger or older. Are these celebrities older or younger than Leonardo DiCaprio? We'll start with that. So Leo, as I said, is 50. Aisling, is Rachel McAdams older or younger than Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, Rachel McAdams.
I'm kind of going for the kind of big movie stars around the time that Leo was in his big prime as well.
Do you know what? I think she is older because I'm pretty sure when she was in Mean Girls, which was like 2004 or something, that she was like in her 30s. Okay. So I'm going to go older.
I'm afraid you're wrong.
Oh.
She's 45 now. All right, so we move on. Is Cameron...
she was actually only 25 in Mean Girls. I was like, she's ancient.
But she was playing a schoolgirl.
Yeah,
so that was tough. Is Cameron Diaz older or younger than Rachel McAdams?
Older.
She's 52 now.
Wow.
And
she's been around a long time.
She's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
But when I was a teenager, she was like my idol. I just loved her in all the comedies and all the romantic comedies. Okay, what about Sarah Jessica Parker then? Older or younger than Cameron Diaz?
Oh, she'd be in her 50s, I'd say. I'd say she's older.
Cameron Diaz, 52. Sarah Jessica Parker is now 59 years old.
Oh my God!
Isn't that amazing?
She's like her parents' age.
I know. That's unbelievable.
Crazy.
And again, she's still like my girl.
Yeah, so glam.
So SGP is 59 now. Is Jennifer Aniston older or younger than Sarah Jessica Parker?
Younger, I'd say.
How do you know? Jennifer Aniston is 55, and there's not like huge gaps between them or anything. It's not like that like obvious.
I do enjoy looking up celebs' ages.
No, I do as well.
Maybe that's a thing.
Oh, right.
For me.
As in it's just one of your things.
One of my things.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Yeah. If Jennifer Aniston is 55, someone who's also been around forever, it feels like, is Ashton Kutcher older or younger than her?
Oh, I haven't looked him up now. I'd say he might be a little bit younger than Jen.
Hold on. He's 46. And now I'm like, how is he
younger.
Only 46? I'm like, how is he not 53 at this stage? Okay, so that's him. Ashton Kutcher, 46 now. Do you think Paul Rudd is older or younger than Ashton Kutcher?
Paul Rudd be in his 50s, I'd say.
Where's Dave? You're way too good at this point. Yeah, he's 55 now, Paul Rudd. Aging like fine wine.
No, he is.
Tina Fey then. Older or younger than Paul Rudd? Tina Fey.
Tina Fey. I'm going to say Tina Fey's maybe like 51, 52. I'm going to say she's younger.
Damn you.
God, I'm so good at this.
But no, there's not much between them. She's 54. So Paul Rudd, 55. Tina Fey, 54.
54.
So finally, for the clean sweep, is Julia Roberts older or younger than Tina Fey?
Yeah, older.
What? Like, based on what?
Julia Roberts, pretty woman. Woman. I can't remember what it's called. She's around age. She was in that movie as well with George Clooney, like, where two of them were an item, and he's definitely like in his 60s, I'd say now.
Okay, all right, forget it. You're good, fine. But not that much. It's only 3 years between them. She's 57 now, and Tina Fey is 54, so there you go.
I have to continue to look up celebs' ages just in case this situation arises.
Remind
again.
Me to never play older, younger actors and actresses with Aisling Bonner ever again.
She'll be happy for me.
Spin, good morning. After 8 o'clock, after weeks of telling you about Hits Radio Live, massive gig happening in the UK in a few weeks' time, featuring the likes of Teddy Swims, Clean Bandit, and so many more. We're going to make that call and cross live to Jamie and Shireen, who'll be in the big fancy studio with lots of people on Zoom. We'll do that just after 8 o'clock here on Spin.
But first, I simply must tell you about one of the best nights I've ever had out in Dublin on Friday night when I attended a musical rave.
Yes.
Needless to say, I kind of dragged the arse out of this last week. We got plenty out of it. The fact that I was going to this musical rave. So basically it was ran by the musical society that I'm part of, On Tract. It's kind of a fundraiser. They did it once before and I missed it during the summer and I was devastated. So I was really, really excited that I was able to go this time. And it was on in the Bernard Shaw. It was like downstairs. And it was like a sort of like a little
rave environment.
Yeah, like it felt like a little sort of like underground kind of shed thing.
Did you feel like a badass going down there for your musical rave?
I did. And I haven't been to a club in ages, so I was like absolutely buzzing. It didn't start till 11 o'clock and my friend and I went for a drink in her house first, so we actually didn't get there till 12. And you know, kind of when you're also like, oh, I don't want to be too early, and like, will there be anyone there? And you know, you can be sometimes a little bit like
apprehensive
going to like a big kind of night out like that. And when I walked in to the musical rave, I heard this song playing and I knew everything was going to be okay.
Walking into High School Musical, that's a very unique experience on a night out in Dublin.
Yeah. If you're not familiar, that is the absolute banger that is Bet On It from High School Musical 2, sung by Zac Efron. I was like, come on girls, get around, we'll do the rap. Oh my God. And if literally, it was, and literally from there, I was like, I'm home. I'm ready to go. Let's rock. It was unbelievable. It was really, really fun. They had like a gem station. So they had a table set up where you could just cover yourself in little diamonds, sticky diamonds on your face. Then they add a tattoo station where you could put like water-based tattoos on you, like very the theme was Y2K, so people kind of went for it with the outfits and all the rest. And then the remixes. So Bet On It played as it does on the soundtrack and as it does in High School Musical 2, and some of the musical songs just played kind of as they are. But then the lads on the decks did a couple of remixes that I'm pretty sure they made themselves, because I looked these up online beforehand and I couldn't find any musical remixes.
Right.
And they need to be putting these sounds on TikTok or something.
Mm.
They'll go viral, lads. They will. So a very popular song from the musical Les Miserables came on, okay?
Mm.
I think a lot of people will know the song. It's called On My Own and it goes like this. I love you, but when the night is over, it's gone. The river's just a river.
I even know that one.
You do know that one?
Yeah.
It's very sad. Mm. It's a very sad song, okay? About unrequited love. At the musical rave, though, no tears were shed, only fist pumps, because it sounded like this.
Amazing!
Isn't it?
Sorry, that's excellent.
Isn't it? It's given like Cher, Believe.
Yeah.
It's very that style.
I think that sounds like something we'd play on Spin.
Oh, you can just imagine my little mind absolutely blown. If you didn't like that, well, you might be a fan of the Phantom of the Opera.
Right.
And if you are, you might know this song. You know it?
I do.
But have you ever heard the Phantom of the Opera remixed? Turn it up!
Wow. Do you know what I I'm immediately thinking of the likes of All Together Now or Electric Picnic or one of the big festivals in Ireland, yes, and have this as a stage, right, for the weekend. You know, the way you've tents for all sorts of different genres and different, yes, everything. You've got like a lot of pride stages and stuff. Have a musical base. Get on track to do this. I would go now, Ashley.
That is actually so clever. I was going to say they could easily like franchise the idea.
Yeah, they could franchise the
idea. Like go to different cities with it.
100%. And look how well that's done for the likes of like Bingo, whatever it's called.
All it took was a couple of remixes and she's finally on board.
Well, I'm well on board now. And if they showed up, as I said, to one of the festivals in their little area in a tent.
I agree.
I've their bells on.
Oh my God, I'll pass it on to the uppers.
That's unreal, Ash.
Yeah,
I'm
it was
game.
So good.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Friday night was one of the best nights of my life.
Go on.
So after work on Friday, myself and my boyfriend Jax, we do a little bit of wandering around town, you know, get some lovely lunch, mosey around the shops, etc., etc.
Very nice.
But we ended up checking back in. He's, if you don't know, he's from the UK. He's spending a lot of time here for work, and naturally he gets like put up in a hotel and I house share, so it's only fair that we spread out the load and don't like, you know,
obviously you're not also going to turn down a free room in a hotel.
Well, that's also very, very true. So around 6 o'clock we say we go back to the hotel, freshen up, blah blah blah. But one thing led to another and we fell asleep, essentially.
As in
literally we just fell asleep.
Okay.
Yeah. So we both absolutely just so tired, whatever, after the week.
He really is your perfect man.
Oh, he loves a nap, that lad. He's great. And we woke up at about 10 past 11. Sugar. We're both wired now. What are we going to do? So I turn on the telly, limited channels in the hotel. Flick through, nothing going on there. Turn over to TG Carr and it's showing the most incredible footage of Westlife in Crow Park 2 years ago. And we've come in on this gig in the early stages and I said, we are absolutely laughing. I cried, I danced, I sang songs word for word. I got nostalgic. At one point I was bawling into his chest being like, it's just so emotional.
Stop.
I love them so much. This gig didn't wrap up until 2 a.m. It was absolutely lit. How I didn't go to those Crow Park gigs, I'll never understand, but I'm so
grateful. Oh my God, you
grateful.
Weren't even there.
No, I didn't go, like a big aegis.
You're having nostalgia for a gig you weren't even at.
I had a big nostalgia for Westlife, the men of my dreams, okay, when I was a child.
Fair enough.
Honestly, TG Carr, keep it going, lads. Why that wasn't prime time at 9 o'clock, I don't understand. You don't need to bury Westlife.
TG Carr have some excellent scheduling.
They truly
do. I can't think of a single other example, but I know that they do.
No, you just know.
And there was no Irish at all. Like,
absolutely not. But they're an Irish band, Aisling. They're Westlife.
Ah, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're keeping on theme.
Sure, tis the same.
I honestly, you know, you just can't believe your luck.
Yeah.
Like, this was meant to be.
Oh,
wired. I didn't think it's episode 4, just
saying. Good education
for Jack. We gotta live a world of our own. Absolutely amazing.
That's not my name.
What, what?
That's
my Dave impression.
I love it. All right, this is a game called That's Not My Name. We get three people on with no hints or clues. We're going to get a guess each at what we think their name is. If we guess their name correctly today, we will send them out 36 IMC Cinema Passes. This has been running for over 5 months.
It's absolutely mental that we haven't had a winner on this in so, so long. And we've been giving it our all. And it's just constant disappointment. I will tell you this, listening. I've personally pledged to kill the game.
Yeah, I know. I've been getting resistance from all sides
and
here, guys.
I've realised there's a prize here that needs to be given out, but I just thought,
God. I said, just let it live until it's won at least, and then we'll regroup, okay? So there are 36 IMC Cinema Passes to be won. That is AKA a stack.
Yeah.
That will sort you out for absolutely months, okay? If we get you on and we guess your name wrong, you got to say the name of the game, That's Not My Name. If we guess it right, you say, That's My Name. And we all go bloody crazy. You've been sending in WhatsApp voice notes of you telling us what your name is. Only producer Callum has listened to them, but we're going to let you in on the little secret before we go ahead. So we're going to take our headphones off now and play Player One's voice note.
All right, headphones off.
My name is Stephen.
Player One, let's get it done.
How are you, Player One?
All good, yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, all good, yeah.
Okay, here we go, Player One. Hop in with a guess there, Emma.
Player One, is your name Shane?
That's not my name.
It's not your name.
You gave me Shane vibes.
Mm. Player one, you're giving me this vibe. Is your name Adam?
That's not my name.
Okay, one more guess for you, Emma.
Player one, is your name Stephen?
That is my name.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you serious? Stephen!
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
I had Stephen on my list.
I don't believe it. I actually am having palpitations. I didn't think we'd ever see the day, Stephen. My God, yeah. What a name. Fair play to your parents.
Thank you.
Let's guess a surname. O'Brien. Oh my God, Stephen. We are going to be sending out to you in a large padded envelope 36 IMC Cinema passes.
That's brilliant. Thanks a million.
What the hell are you going to do with them?
Going to do a lot of screening time, isn't it?
Got a screen time. Big screen, baby.
Yeah.
And tell me this. Do you like movies?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, cause
it's a perfect time to win it because it is. It's coming into winter. It's coming into the Oscar season.
Yeah.
Sure, Gladiator's out in a couple of weeks.
The IMC crew are going to know you by name. Do you have a partner?
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Do you have a partner, Stephen?
Yes, I do indeed, yeah.
Okay, so
you'd be giving these out for Christmas. You've so many of them.
Let's just get
stock them fillers.
Yeah.
Let's just hear this again, because Ashling, obviously, we haven't heard this voice note.
My name is Stephen.
Ah, lads, what a morning to be alive.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it,
Mark
Stephen.
It in the diary, 11th of November. God, you've really put the faith back into this game for
Stephen's
us, Stephen.
Stephen's like, can I go now? I'm like, no, actually, we have to wait for this for over 5 months.
Unbelievable.
Jesus,
time.
That long.
Yeah, man. It's been really bad.
Incredible.
Jesus, there's been calls to just kill the game, so I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah.
We kept it safe.
You're glad we didn't, Stephen. Yeah. Well done, Emma. Oh, my God.
Random, man. Listen, thank you so much for putting our faith back in this show, really.
No problem. Thanks a million.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
We did it. I can't believe it. I genuinely started to think it was never going to be won. It was some practical joke. Mm. The world was playing on us. Mm.
So we go again next week?
Yeah.
Back to 4 IMC Cinema Masters. What you think?
What are you saying?
Well, you wanted to scrap the game, but after that moment, you can't be scrapping potential moments like that.
Nah, I'm tingling.
Next week, That's Not My Name rolls back to 4 IMC Cinema Passes. And we'll get there again. Well done, Emma.
Might have a winner by summer 2025.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna
wake up with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning to you. I hope you're in good form.
Hey there.
I was telling you on Friday's show, Ash, you were utterly shocked that I was about to get an Irish Rail train over the weekend. Just travelled to Waterford that way. For the first time in 20 years, legit.
Matt.
Had been on an Irish Rail train once previously when I was 11, going Waterford to Dublin. And on Saturday morning, 20 past 7, off I went to Houston. Bag in hand, no idea what to expect. Big eyes in awe, taking it all in.
I don't know what was more shocking, that like you hadn't been on the train or that you were like, I'm so excited to see Houston Station. Like, what shops would have been there 20 years ago when you were there?
Oh, probably
like a Gala.
Like a Londis
now
or something.
It is fancy enough now.
They have the healthy shop and all. Picked up a Sambo.
Yeah, and a press.
Little cup of tea. Anyway, off I went, hopped on the train, tried to figure out what the story was with different carriages. Was one first class or was one not? Obviously didn't want to make a fool of myself and go to first class when I hadn't booked first class. You know what I mean? Anyway, I don't know. I didn't understand any of it.
Okay.
All the doors are different colours and different carriages. Anyway, so I went in and I sat down. I was like, I don't know, what's the story with the ones with tables? Do you have to pay more for them or what's the crack? So I said, look, I'll just mind my own business and sit in a normal one that doesn't have a table. It did have a charging port though right next to me. I thought, that's nice. So got my devices charged en route, and naturally, even though I was so excited to see the countryside, I of course fell asleep.
Of course.
Obviously. And it was wonderful to be able to fall asleep. I had a window seat and all.
Nice.
And
then I got pointless when you're asleep.
I got a rude awakening at one point by a girl saying, sorry, can I sit next to you? I was like, can you not get in without waking me up? Was there any?
Did you have like a bag on the seat?
No.
Or anything?
There was really no need to wake me.
It's like she wants to be your friend.
I was really annoyed. Anyway, so I rolled back over. Well, I rolled back over. I went back to sleep. But anyway, the train was due into Waterford at 9:45, right? Mm-hmm. My granny obviously misheard me and thought I was in at 9. So by 10 a.m. when there was no sign of me, she was up in arms. She's like, she's after falling asleep. The train's probably going back to Dublin. She's probably halfway back to Dublin now at this stage, lad. She's probably going, because I'm a devil for falling asleep in public transport. Anyway, I didn't. I woke up when we arrived in Waterford and was in such kind of a panic to get off the train because like people were already getting off when I woke. That I left and left all my chargers on the train.
Stop.
My Apple Watch charger, my phone charger, the whole lot still plugged in on the train.
Oh my God.
If anyone has them. But then what was even better again was I hadn't been in touch with anyone about like transport to my granny's. I was like, oh, walk, like it's half an hour walk. It's grand. I'll drag the suitcase by me. It's fine. And my little cousin was just waiting at arrivals for me.
At arrivals? Stop.
It's arrivals.
It's not arrivals. It's just a train station.
He was at arrivals. I thought, well, this is lovely. Let's go.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is Spin. Morning.
Morning.
For a number of weeks, we've been telling you about a massive gig happening in Manchester in a couple of weeks' time. Hits Radio Live. And we all said, just because summer is over doesn't mean you can't go to a massive gig with a load of artists and have a really good time and have a bit of fun in the winter time.
Exactly.
Jamie and Shireen are in a different studio right now with over 100 people on Zoom.
Wow.
It's time to give this amazing prize away.
How are you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Spin Hits, live in Manchester.
Woo, let's go.
It's Jamie and Shireen. I mean, over the past 4 weeks, we've been taking qualifiers on air to send someone to Hits Radio Live in Manchester on the 23rd of November.
Yeah, we want to send you and Apollo flights, accommodation, transfers. Everything is included in this. And of course, your tickets to the actual gig.
The lineup is sick. It's Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Keane the Crow, Jax Jones, Perry, Clean Bandit, and Rita Ora.
Right, so this is how it is going to work. We have over 100 qualifiers currently on Zoom. Give us a wave, lads.
Go on, give us a wave. Hey! All of our qualifiers are in this little drum, which I get to spin. Spin. Did you get it? We'll pick one of our qualifiers out of the drum.
And then you're going to come on over here, pick a box between 1 and 10. 9 of them have absolutely nothing in it. 1, of course, holds the magical prize. Let's do it.
Let's spin the drum. I'm going to reach in.
Oh, my God, my nerves.
Elaine
Carruthers.
Elaine Carruthers? Are we saying your name correctly?
Yeah, that's me, Carruthers.
Ah, Carruthers!
Elaine, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Best of luck. What do you want to pick? You have 1 to 10 here.
Number 4.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I don't even want to open the box. Are you ready? Ready? What is it? What is it? What is it?
Oh, Elaine,
I'm so, so sorry.
No.
I'm There's so nothing sorry, to Elaine. Even say. You didn't win. I'm sorry. Let's go. Look away, you. You have a few faves in there, don't you? I know what you're up to.
Not at all.
Don't worry, lads. I'll make sure it's all above board.
Lisa Graham.
Hiya.
Lisa, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Lisa, are you excited?
Yeah, very.
Right. A number between 1 and 10. It can't be 4, obviously.
Number 5.
We just do it.
Come on.
Like a Band-Aid, rip it off.
Go.
Lisa,
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Thanks for entering anyway.
Right, let's have a look through the drum.
Oh my God, here we go.
Pick a name. I have a great feeling about this one.
Are you just going to say that about everyone?
Yeah.
I have a good feeling about this one too, though.
Here we go. Reese Flanagan.
How are you?
You look like you're in Marbella or something, having a few 7-ups. What are you doing?
I'm actually in Dubai at the minute.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. I could tell by your background that you look far too happy to be in Ireland right now.
Yeah, I'm here for dinner at the minute.
Oh, here, look, fingers crossed we get to make your holiday even better. Which box would you like?
Number 2, please.
Oh, Reese, man.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
So sorry, brother.
Oh, Reese. Do you know what, Reese? At least you're in Dubai. You can cry yourself to sleep over there.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
See you later, brother.
Bye.
Let's spin the drum. Here we go. Eric Golding.
How's it going?
How are you, Eric?
Nervous.
You don't look nervous. You're hiding it well. Which box would you like?
I'll go for number 8.
Da-da-da-da.
Eric, fingers crossed, man.
Right. 3, 2, 1.
Congratulations!
Go on, you got to.
Oh my God!
Thank you very much.
Eric, Manchester, the 23rd of November. Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Keen the Crow, Jax Jones, KSI Perry, Clean Bandit, and Rita Ora.
Flights, accommodation, transfers, everything is included. But more importantly, I want to know, who are you bringing?
I'll be bringing my fiance.
Oh, fiance? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Eric, go on. Enjoy yourself. You walk out of there like a champ. Tell them you're done.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, guys. And well done to everyone else.
That's it. Congratulations to Eric and hand up to everybody else. Back to Fully Charged. We'll see you later from 7 p.m.
Go on,
see
you. And it started pretty slowly.
Benson Boone and Pretty Slowly on Spin.
It's very relaxing, isn't it?
Lovely.
I really like it.
But then it's also like heavy.
Yeah, it's a good little
headbanger.
Yeah, yeah. Class. All about that. Yeah, you're with Emma David Ashling on Spin. Good morning.
And I have a question for you. Do you shower very often? Well, if so, we want to hear from you. I need some help this morning from some very clean people. So I have... may as well tell you all my dermatological conditions as well as everything else that goes on in my life. Psoriasis on my scalp. I've had it for a few years. It's pretty annoying.
For those who don't know, what is psoriasis?
Ah, it's a lovely sort of flaky sort of thing. It's a skin condition. Yeah. And you might see it like on people's arms or whatever where it goes like red.
Sore.
Yeah, sore. But then, and itchy. And on your scalp, it's...
very dry.
Very dry, very flaky. I'm coming across lovely here. It's pretty annoying. Obviously, it's a normal thing. Lots of people have skin
It probably causes a lot of dandruff or stuff as well because on the scalp, right?
Exactly. And it's an annoying area to treat because of your hair and all the rest. I have it very much under control as of the last couple of years. So it only kind of bothers me maybe once a year where like a single patch kind of flares up. And it's always the same patch. It's like this circle on the kind of top back of my head, right? And I usually ignore said patch when it develops until I can't ignore it any longer. Because the way that you have to treat the patch is absolutely soul destroying.
Oh God. It's the worst.
Really? You have to take this brown goo that's made of coal tar and you smear it on the area of the scalp all through your hair. It smells like I am tarring a road on my head.
Oh dear.
This has to stay on my scalp for at least 1 hour, but anywhere between 1 hour and 10 hours. This tar on my scalp, right? Then you have to wash it out. And it takes like maybe 3 goes of the shampoo to fully wash it out. Then when you get out of the shower, while your hair is wet, you have to go in with a sort of a steroid kind of lotion, like a gel thing. And that goes in on top. And that's the worker. That's the proper stuff. But you have to put the coal tar stuff in so that the other stuff takes. And this means that you have to wash your hair every single day while you're doing this treatment. And you might say, oh, that's annoying, I suppose, but it only happens once a year. You do the treatment and you're done. Hell no. Because the treatment lasts for 14 days.
Oh, jeez.
So for 14 days, I have to smear road tar in my hair, wash it out, dab it with the other stuff, rinse and repeat every single day for 14 days.
Sorry, on top of that, that does sound... I feel really sad for you. The other thing to mention is one of the first things you told me about yourself and your personality is that you really hate showering. Like, you do it, you're pristine, clean, but you hate the experience.
Well,
I'd love a shower.
I hate washing my hair.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just hate washing my hair. It's so annoying, such an effort. It's so boring. I don't even have like loads of hair. Like, you way more hair than me, which takes ages and ages to dry. I just hate washing my hair. I'd happily have a shower, a body shower, whatever. But washing the hair, which I do like every 2 days, 2 to 3 days, whatever. But having to do it every day is actually... like, it hurts my soul. And when I'm facing into this treatment session, I'm like, oh, God. And after every shower, I'm like, 2 down, 12 to go. It's a nightmare. And I also have to rope my poor boyfriend Alex in half the time, too, because I can't see the patch on the back of the head.
So he's putting the sexy tar on your... flaky scalp.
It's terrible for our relationship in general. Anyway, I'm so bored. I'm officially 7 days in to a 14-day routine and I'm sort of losing the will. Because the thing with it is it also improves
quite quickly, but you have to keep it going or it's going to come back. So I'm on the verge of giving up.
Yeah, it's almost like when they tell, when you feel better with the antibiotics in your system and they're like, you have to finish the course for
exactly
this to be
like
effective.
That.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm asking all the clean people out there, the people who generally shower
Can
a lot.
Can you not just ask me? Because am I not clean?
Of course, you're involved. You're included in this. To help me spice up my showers for the next 7 days.
Oh.
This is the weirdest question ever. But on 087-711-103, I would love your help. Some ideas, they can be as wacky as you want, of how I can spice up my showers the next day, make them more fun for the next week.
Okay.
Because I'm facing into this bloody routine for the next 7 days. I don't know, maybe new products, like certain scrubs, maybe you've
shower
like...
Shower entertainment?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you've got some shower exercises that you do. Anything at all. I've got some suggestions, but of course they're all absolutely stupid. Mm. So I would genuinely love some help on this. Be creative. How can I spice up my showers for the next 7 days?
Of all the questions we've asked in the show, that's up there, one of the wackiest. Get in touch, send your voice notes over, help this poor girl out who looks genuinely heartbroken.
I've been asking you if you're a very clean person who showers often for some advice this morning over on 087-711-103. Might be one of the weirdest questions we've ever asked. I want to know how I can spice up my showers. And this is for a specific reason. I was telling you, I have psoriasis on my scalp. And in order to treat it, when I do need to treat it, I have to basically put this gunk in my hair that smells like tar. I have to do it every single day for 14 days and I have to wash it out every single day. It's part of the whole thing. And so for 14 days, I have to wash my hair. This to me is a form of torture. Mm. I really dislike washing my hair.
You leave it off as long as you can.
Oh, I do.
Like, as in you're one of the girlos, if you have to tie it up and kind of disguise the grease, you do.
I do. I'm a clean person. I'll have a shower every day, every 2 days.
Trust me, I get it.
But I really don't enjoy it. I don't like washing my hair. So for the next 14 days, well actually 7, I'm halfway through, I'm having to wash my hair and I'm asking you to help me spice up my next 7 days worth of showers.
Okay, Sandra's in touch.
Hi Aisling, I think what will help you have a more enjoyable shower is have a little musical party or a musical disco, the same one you went last Friday. And I think it's going to make the shower 100 times better.
Your musical rave that you're still thinking about and dreaming about.
That's a fantastic idea, Sandra.
Bring it to
the
loo.
Actually don't really bring music into the shower with me, but that's a shout.
It's a great shout.
Okay.
Louise is standing by. How are you?
Morning. Good. Yourself?
Good.
Hi, Louise.
What do you think I should do here?
Should just have a shower with Alex.
Louise.
Like, there's loads of ways to make that interesting.
I mean, come on. It's right there. If he's already putting the tar into your head, he's halfway in already.
Guys.
And when she was saying, like, exercise in the shower, Alex can help her out with that.
Louise! It's not even 9 o'clock in the morning.
Come on, Aisling. You've clearly considered it.
It's a fantastic suggestion, Louise, and I'll take it on board.
Thanks,
no
Louise.
Problem. I hope you enjoy it.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
All
right, I'm really going out on a limb here, guys. PG or otherwise, suggestions all welcome. How can I spice up my showers for the next 7 days?
Get your voice notes over 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. All right, it's going to be all go here the next few weeks. You can already see the election posters going up around town. My Twitter is full of videos of people going out canvassing and all the rest. And the election was called last week. It's going ahead on November 29th, just under 3 weeks away. And here at Spin, we really want to make sure that your voice is heard because your voice is your vote. And we're urging you to make sure that you're registered in time so you can have your say on election day. Don't say we didn't warn you because time is running out. If you are a new voter that you need to apply or if you want to change your details, the deadline is tomorrow, okay? So you have to have it all sorted until by tomorrow, whether you're registering for the first time, as I said, changing your details if maybe you've moved house or if you want to just make sure that you're still there and all your deets are correct, you can check there at checktheregister.ie. It's very simple. And we've been chatting to various different people about this. We had Fionnuala J on the show last week. And we have James Kavanagh in studio now to chat about this as well. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Welcome to Fully Charged.
time on the show with us.
Yeah,
but he listens all the time.
I do.
Right, James?
I heard it's his favourite radio show, actually.
I have a tattoo on my arm of your face. I'm so excited to meet you, Ben.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm up in Dublin for the day.
As
the country people say. I'm a Kilkenny local now. Or blow-in, as I'm told I'm going to be called forever. Because actually, one of my neighbours is from Dublin and she's living there 35 years and she's still called the blow-in.
My parents left Terran Uir. I moved to Waterford in 1999 and for 20 years they lived in this village and were always called the blow-ins.
Oh my God,
that's not going anywhere. Just own it.
Yeah, and that reminds me of another. It comes up on like social media in Ireland like every like couple of months. Funny Irish nicknames. I love them. I'm hooked the whole time. And I read one the other day and it was like a family down the road in the 90s went to Florida. Did you hear this one?
No.
And they were called the Yanks. Forever. So the other names out there, the Yanks.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Listen, look, I suppose on the back of all that with the election just called, lots of young people this morning might not be on the register to get themselves registered to vote.
Yeah.
You obviously have always thrown yourself into campaigning for lots of issues that are relevant to you and some stuff that you're passionate about over the years. Why would you encourage someone out listening to you this morning to make an effort to get themselves registered?
Well, I think the stuff that's coming up in elections is the stuff that affects younger people.
Yeah.
Like when you look at people, I don't know, over the age of 40, 50, that kind of generation, they're kind of settled, they have their things. Not everyone does, obviously.
Yeah.
But their houses, that sort of stuff. But all of this stuff is affecting us. I guess I saw like how powerful voting can be in like repeal or the marriage referendum. That was the first time I saw like if you actually gather together and get yourself registered and vote, there is power in it.
Yeah. There's momentum.
Absolutely. And like I love a moan. I will moan about the state of things all day long. But there's no point in moaning if it's not constructive, I don't think.
No. Yeah.
So if you're not actually putting pressure on your local TD to do something or you're not using your vote, it's just air. It's going nowhere.
Yeah.
So, it's like arguing a wall.
Exactly.
So
voting does change and voting can impact. And like everyone has their own vision of Ireland or how things should be. So you want to make sure, you know, you're pushing people who match that vision into office and who represent what you feel. Nothing will change unless you make a change.
But
you can't make a change without voting.
What would you say to someone who says, oh, but I'm just one person?
Well, you see a lot. I thought that way for a while as well, but you see some of these people who lose out on like one or two votes in like local elections and stuff like that. And they're literally like, if I had five more votes, I would be in.
Yeah.
So it literally can't, one vote can be the difference between someone you love and someone who supports your policies and someone who supports things you believe in getting into office and then making those changes you have in your mind a reality.
Yeah.
So it can actually make a difference.
And the thing about it is as well, and I know you just referenced those two referendums here, they were just so powerful and inspiring to be like of our age group and see that change happen. You kind of want to keep the same energy for referendums as you do for elections.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's what it's all about, really.
Because the general elections and that sort of stuff, that's like day-to-day, like bread and butter stuff that will really make a difference. You know, the referendums and stuff obviously do too, but it's the smaller things that are, you know, like trying to tackle house prices, trying to tackle, you know, hospital stuff. You want to make sure the stuff you believe in is reflected in the people you put in power.
And so do you have like a tick the box, like if someone comes campaigning to your door, are you like, well, do you stand on the same side as I do as housing or, you know, charity or whatever, this, that and the other? Do you kind of go through and is that how you would decide who you're voting for?
Yeah, and I also love a bit of historicalness, so I look at what they've voted on before and like what stuff they support. Did they support repeal? Did they support marriage referendum? Do they support a cap on rent? Do they support this and that? And that's easily Googleable. So if you do see someone on a poster and you like how they look or whatever, just have a little policy check, background check, be a Garda and do a background check. You know, it's all this stuff is really easily found out, you know. And also when people come campaigning at your door, put questions to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of fun, I think.
Yeah,
I
you're after showing up here, you're after interrupting making my dinner. I'll make this worth your while. Work for it.
Earn my vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd also watch politicians in interviews and how they answer questions. If they can't clearly answer a question, yes, and they deflect and all this, there's something going on. I also kind of like, when it comes to politics, I hate how political politics is.
Yeah.
Like, I hate how point scorey some parties, yes, are.
Yeah.
And I hate that sometimes we're like possibly importing that sort of way of politics that like America has, where it's like, it kind of very personal, and it's real like, I don't care about your little weird scandals you have with each other, and like, I just care about wanting to, you know, somewhere to live.
Yeah.
And like,
shut up.
If I go to a hospital with my arm hanging off, I want it to be sewn on within an hour. Like, I don't want to be waiting in A&E. I don't care about your little inter-party, like, you know when you see them in the doll, they're like slagging each other. Yeah. I'm like, are you joking?
You're grown people.
You're on my dime. You're on my sense, and you're like slagging each other. Shut up.
Yeah.
Man, I think you need to be the next. You need to get in there.
No, I'd be probably end up screaming at someone. But I hate how, I wish politicians would just be politicians and, yeah, just not be like, well, you said this last week and your party member actually is doing this.
Jan Corla Kavanagh, I could see it.
Oh my God, I'd love
with
that.
The hammer. Shut up.
Yeah. You're all gross.
James Kavanagh,
can you see yourself?
Oh, I love it.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime.
Been morning to you.
Morning. A while ago I was telling you that I am currently treating a little bout of scalp psoriasis that I have at the moment, and in order to treat that I have to basically wash my hair every single day for 14 days.
It's a lot of washing.
It is an awful lot of work, and that mightn't seem too bad for a lot of people, but I am different because I just hate washing my hair.
I'm actually after culling it way back. I used to, when I was a teenager, just hop in and wash my hair all the time.
Yeah.
No, I'd be...
How often would you do it?
I try to get to day three now.
Yeah.
To be honest, yeah. But day two, probably every second day normally. But yeah, just if I'm doing exercise, I get a sweaty head. But like if I'm not exercising or doing anything wild like that, like I could get 3 days out of it, yeah.
Yeah, I would probably need to wash it every 2 days. But really bringing that up to every day for 14 days is... really, truly soul destroying.
I hate to say this to you as well, but for people who know and have their hair trained to like cull it back,
yeah,
you're going to be in trouble now for a while with the 2 days, because your natural oils will be back in trouble again.
I'm doomed. So this morning I was asking you, how can I spice up my showers for the next week? Because I'm halfway through this treatment and I'm losing the will to carry on. I've been asking you to help me kind of come up with new ideas that'll make my showers interesting. Someone suggested having like a musical rave in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Another person suggested bringing my boyfriend in. That was cut short pretty quickly. It's a bit early for that kind of thing now. Any ideas from you, Em?
I do. I think your focus and your negative place is that shower, because you've got a negative association with it. So I would start mixing things up about where you're washing your hair.
Oh.
So one, you don't even have to get your body wet if you don't fancy. Out to the kitchen sink with you.
Yeah, fun.
Down under the tap.
Yeah.
Give it a little scrub-a-dub-dub and job done. You can stay in your pyjamas or whatever. You don't have to get naked.
That's a good idea.
Which is sometimes annoying if you're like cold. Don't want to get it all naked against the shower. Also, you've loads of houseplants and you've a fine veg rug out in the balcony.
Yeah.
Give it a hose.
Yeah.
I'd pull the hose up, wash it over the balcony, drench who's below you.
Lash the head over the balcony. Yeah.
You're close enough to Stephen's Green.
Yeah.
Into the fountain. Give it a swishy dish.
Yeah, that'd be a headline.
Yeah, that would. And I think you need to mix up the locations. There's a shower here in work.
Oh, maybe I'll try that one day. I've always wanted to try the work shower. It'd be so weird to be naked in work.
I know, yeah, that's so weird.
Okay, I've got a list myself of ideas. Maybe you might tell me which are the best. One, introduce new smells to the bathroom each time. Incense, different scented candles.
Boring.
Two, eat a different food in the shower every time. I've heard it's very fun to have an orange in the shower. Apparently the smell explodes. Beautiful. Three, install a disco ball in the bathroom, or maybe some strobe lighting. I think that could be interesting.
I think I'd be scared.
Dye my hair a different colour each time. See how it all ends up at
you
the end.
You wouldn't have a bit of hair left after 7 days of that, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. Introduce shower squats and other exercises.
Too dangerous.
Yeah.
You break your leg.
Okay. How about time trials? Timing myself each time and trying to beat that time.
That's a good idea. You like a bit of competitiveness. That would be good.
Sort of related to yours, but different types of water. So maybe someday wash my hair in sparkling water. Maybe Ballygown one day, Evian the next.
Try Luxade even, not even water. Just go full, all in.
And then finally, I might cut a bit of my hair off every day so that it's a different experience every day.
Mm.
Do you know after you get your hair cut, it feels completely different?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Katrina was on from the Farnham audiobook.
Oh, an audiobook.
There you go. I think a little speaker would sort you out. There's also vintage kind of shower radios. Bit
true.
Of spin on. Bit of 10 spin hits in a row.
Or different types of water, you know, sparkling water, fizzy water. Ready to go, it's showtime. Showtime. Fully Charged to have a day of action. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello there. Hope you're well.
Morning. So on this show, I've often been slagged for saying different expressions that you might think are sort of out of touch or uncool, such as the word banter. Well, I've discovered a new phrase.
Go on.
It's a phrase to kind of just to say to someone that you're annoyed at. Sort of a sarcastic phrase. But you could also kind of use it as like a compliment for someone in a not sarcastic way. And the source of this phrase is the local community page for the town I grew up in on Facebook. I've talked about this before. It's like alerts for the community. Hmm. People also post like
buying and selling and what's going on and
what number of a good plumber and all the rest. And there's been a lot of moaning on it lately about traffic and all the rest. So they're going to be ratty. And someone put in it the other day and said, "Thanks very much to the driver who drove up on the grass of our front lawn." And the phrase then, "Top human you are."
Oh.
And I said, "That's a brilliant little phrase."
When that's said sarcastically, like, "Oh, like, oh, she's a top human."
Top human you are.
Oh,
you piece of you know what.
I like that.
Isn't it good?
That's really good.
It's funny to like refer to people as humans.
Because actually,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you. But it's funny because I'm going out with Jack now, who's from the UK.
Yeah.
And they would genuinely say, "Oh, he's a top lad."
It does sound a little bit English. You could hear it in EastEnders. Top human you are.
No, but I mean, I've never heard it negatively.
Oh,
it's
actually
quite a positive thing. Oh, she's a top lass. Or he's a top lad or whatever. But with the Irish sarcasm,
yes,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, but I also think you could, like, if you got me like a nice, like, say you brought me in a coffee or something in the morning, and I might go, "Top human you are, Emma."
Okay, but let's say I bring you in a coffee with two sugars. You don't want the sugar and you're really annoyed.
I go, "Well, you know I don't drink coffee, Emma. Top human you are."
Exactly.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
It's Paul Russell and Little Boo Thang. This is Spin. Don't switch off.
What
There's a reason
hell?
For this. Hey. So I was telling you last week on the show that Christmas was coming really early for my family this year. Essentially, my brother's heading off to Australia, and for lots of different reasons, kind of the bigger gang of us just can't be together on Christmas Day this year. And when we kind of were chatting in the bigger WhatsApp group about this weeks ago, saying, "Look, can we just do something close to Christmas together?" Then that's done and we can all do our own thing on Christmas Day. We were looking at the calendar, and because, again, you're trying to get a big gang together, we worked our way back weekends from Christmas Day, and the only Saturday that suited was Saturday just gone,
oh
the 9th
God.
Of November. So very premature for Christmas, as you can imagine. But you know what? I just said, "This is going to be a laugh. It's just great to have everyone together." And I wasn't sure how hard the theme was going to go on the day.
Yeah.
I knew that dinner was a big focus because we were all chatting about different bits we were going to do, and there was going to be a legitimate Christmas dinner.
Right.
But otherwise, I wasn't sure where it was going to go. What I highly recommend to you, and I know a lot of colleges do this, they do their Christmas days
a few weeks out. Yes, I love that.
Where you essentially have your Christmas day with your pals in college in the college bar or whatever. So you do kind of have a run at it before. I highly recommend doing this soon with your gang, with your family, because you can kind of assess how to go even bigger or even better for Christmas Day itself.
Yeah,
okay?
Because you do these recipes only once a year.
Exactly.
So every year they're rusty.
Yeah, or even just the whole general vibe on the day. So there was a massive gang of us. I'd say there was 14 or 15 of us for dinner.
Wow.
My grandmother, who doesn't sleep, bless her, was up, started her baking at 1:30 in the morning on Saturday morning.
1:30?
She had prepared not just apple crumble, not just apple tart, not just Rocky Road.
Stop.
Not just, what's it called? Crikey, it won't come to me. Anyway,
sticky toffee pudding.
No. It's kind of an old school dessert.
Trifle.
And she had them in beautiful presentation.
She had four desserts.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, and a lemon drizzle cake.
What?
She had them all done by 9 a.m.
Mary Berry, who?
She is class. No, she is. She's unbelievable. So a couple of things I'd like to take forward to real Christmas Day. Number one, the overeating on the bread this year seriously has to stop by me. Okay. Now, the bread was
I mean, exceptional. I actually think the bread is one of the best parts of the
Christmas
dinner.
When they eat the bread.
But with the soup.
Yeah, yeah, fair. Yeah.
So the soup is on the way. It's leek and potato, a family favourite. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong. I think I make it excellently. My mum and dad are just superior. I don't know what it is.
Really?
I think they sneak in a second carrot they don't tell me about just to always be elite.
Mad thing.
Kind of unfair. But the bread. There is brown bread. There is seeded bread. There is the thick, crusty, fresh white bread.
Oh.
You're looking at the real butter. I can't resist.
Oh, stop.
I'd say I'm 3 or 4 slices of bread deep and the soup arrives and then I have to get more for the bread. I've eaten half a slice pan. Right. Quite honestly now.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
I'm stuffed, right? And along comes dinner. I didn't even have any turkey. I just stuck with the ham.
Oh.
Crying shame, quite honestly. Then there's obviously the potatoes and the potato gratin, and you want to enjoy everything. And Phyllis, my granny, has about 22 desserts ready for you to eat as well. So the overeating on the bread, I know it's very tough. It's a personal challenge. I'm going to have to really work on it.
I think that's a problem all year.
For me, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, myself.
Yeah, okay. What I loved as well about this particular occasion, because it was so premature ahead of Christmas Day, was there was no gift gifting. And I loved that because I just think it's, in a big group of family, it's a lot of pressure.
So you didn't do prezzies?
No prezzies, no, that's fine. Which was great. I just don't like, I don't like having to react to a present to someone's face.
Oh, really?
I'd much rather take it home, open it and send a really nice message. I just hate the pressure of having to be happy on the spot.
Emma's the hardest woman to please.
Finally, and I will say this, for those who get a bit lethargic when it comes to Christmas music, I wouldn't be a fan. Because it was so far out, it was just a regular playlist.
Oh, right? Right.
So it was just random. But obviously, it was my auntie's kind of playlist. It was at her house. So she'd be a big Teddy Swims fan. So Spotify was just picking up random suggestions kind of around that. Lovely vibe. Towards the end, when everyone was quite giddy, yeah, we moved over for maybe 20 minutes.
Did
and
you?
That did everyone fine. Then it was back to the Teddy Swims vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're like me, I'd say on the day, a bit of regular playlisting is actually all right. Do you know what I mean?
Teddy Swims now sponsors Christmas.
Anyway, as I said, we are weeks and weeks out, but it was unbelievable. We rolled around that house.
Oh, that's actually making me real excited.
Oh, no, it was glass. We were, when I say we were honestly rolling, my boyfriend Jack was sitting there with kind of his belly sticking out, like, you know, whatever. And my aunt, who like literally met him twice, came over and slapped his belly. That was just the vibe. But yeah, I'm actually buzzing for the real thing now, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's hard to believe, but this time last week, we were all blissfully unaware of the outcome of the US election.
Mm-hmm.
Gearing up for a week-long epic, and it was all over and done with within a matter of hours, and we don't need to rehash how that all went.
No, we don't.
But some states have started to reveal some kind of more detailed information about how people in the state voted, and one of those states is Vermont. Vermont is in the northeast of the country, sort of up near Canada.
It's up where Noah Kahan's always singing about.
Yeah, featured in the song Stick Season. And it's a very blue state. So they voted 63% in favour of Kamala Harris, 32% in favour of Donald Trump.
Mm.
But what about the other 5%, you might ask? So there's a few different people that you could vote for on the ballot, I think. A Kennedy fella ran
right
for some smaller party, and there's a few other Greens and other things like that. But in some states in America, they actually allow you to write down the name of a candidate that's not on the ballot.
Okay, so people who go in and just, do they actually cast a genuine vote, or do they just throw down a name of somebody that they would wishfully think would run?
In certain states, there's actually a blank box where you can write down a name, and it is a genuine vote. It's not a spoiled vote kind of thing. But then a lot of people kind of use it as like a protest vote, because like realistically that person's not going to win. And Vermont is one of those states. So in Vermont, they have published the list of all the names that people wrote down in that blank space.
Okay.
And there was over 3,000 votes that had a name in the blank space. A lot of the names you wouldn't know. Obviously, it might be people's friends or family.
Or even local politicians.
Yeah,
in the area,
of course,
whatever.
But some joke ones, I presume. There was also a section of like over 200 votes that said something like, it was just like other blank votes. And I can imagine maybe that was like drawings. if you know what I mean.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Dodgy drawings, maybe, put in the in that box. So I've got a list of some of the more notable people that were written down in that blank box. There was a good handful of people put down Mike Pence, who was obviously Donald Trump's vice a couple of years ago.
He totally did a 180 and has gone all totally against Trump hasn't he?
They had a big fall out, Mitt Romney was down there quite a lot. He ran against Obama years ago. 103 people wrote down Bernie Sanders, who's obviously that real
He's the meme. On the little camping
with the
chair.
Gloves. Yeah. 7 people said Michelle Obama, which kind of annoyed me because I'm like, Michelle Obama was actually campaigning for Kamala Harris. So if you like Michelle Obama, would you not have just voted for her? Anyway, whatever. That's America. 3 people voted for Elon Musk.
Ew.
4 people said Snoop Dogg, which I appreciate.
Okay, that's excellent. Well done.
Yeah.
Imagine how calm the world would be if Snoop Dogg wasn't.
Oh, lads.
It would be the most chill out environment. Actually, just what the world needs, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so. One person said Tom Hanks. One person said Billy Joel. One person said Sylvester Stallone. 3 people said Dolly Parton.
Oh.
Another kind of good one.
Again.
And then one person said Dolly Parton with Jack Black as her voice.
Excellent shows. Beautiful.
3 people said Taylor Swift. No surprises there. 2 people said Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Brilliant.
And some idiot wrote down the words Harris/Walls, as in waltz, her voice, but W-A-L-Z. Wrote that down, but I presume that wouldn't have counted for her.
I'd imagine not,
because it's a misspelling and it's just not how you vote for Kamala Harris.
No, it's just not how you do it. Like, you just had to tick a box with her name.
You may as well just go for bloody Jack Black then if you're going to do that. So anyway, that was a bit of a laugh.
I think that's brilliant. The Snoop Dogg one now in particular.
Yes.
And Dolly Parton. I could listen to her, imagine, because obviously now Trump, we're going to have to listen to him on the news and everything again for years.
Dolly was on every day.
Dolly would be lovely. I'd be turning that up rather than turning that off. A new week on the show, but still, plenty of opportunity for you to win big with Transport for Ireland on the show all this week.
Yeah, we're celebrating the TFI 90-minute fare with the TFI Leap Card. You can use multiple modes of applicable TFI services, aka Lewis, Bus, Dart, etc., within 90 minutes for one fare. So you tap on once, and within 90 minutes you can tap on as many other options as you like to get to where you need to go.
So we want you to win €200 worth of TFI Leap Cards every single day on the show again this week. So that'll sort you out for quite a while. I've never seen that amount on my app, I don't think
I've ever had more than €20 on mine.
On payday, the odd time I'd be like, I'm going to throw 30 at it today.
Yeah.
And then you lose the card or whatever. Yeah,
I know.
Anyway, listen, this is a massive €200 worth of TFI Leap Cards. And what we've been asking you to do is literally WhatsApp us right now over the last little while and tell us where you're going to be for the next 90 minutes. This morning, Aisling's going to make her way to you using either the bus or the Lewis, etc. Get those Leap Cards safely to you. So we need to obviously line someone up, and you need to kind of get going, gal, really.
Find out where I'm going.
Hello, Michelle. It's Emma and Aisling. How are you?
Hi, Emma and Aisling. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. What's
the story?
I'm good, love. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Listen, where are you going to be for the next 90 minutes?
I'm going to be in the Matter Hospital.
In the Matter Hospital?
Are you having a baby?
No, that's the result.
I don't think that's a maternity hospital.
Oh, sugar. My bad. Sorry.
I presume you're going to be working there, are you?
No, I'm actually going to see the surgeon.
Oh, are you? Oh, very good.
For an appointment.
Well, I hope I won't be interrupting any appointments. What time's your appointment?
It's at 9:45.
9:45.
So literally, imminently. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So hang on. You're going to the Matter to an appointment. Will I have to wait in the waiting room for you to come out?
I don't know. It depends on what time you get there. I'll wait for you, man.
She doesn't care. All right. This is going to be interesting.
Wow. Okay. That's it.
So that's it then, right? I'm going to head off up to the Matter on what, some bus, I presume, goes up there. Producer Callum, have a look.
Yes, so you can. There's a numerous amount of buses, but actually the 122 takes you from work directly there.
Okay, and are you going to tell me now what consultant you're going to and what department I need to wait for you in?
You can tell us that off air, maybe.
Level one, clinic 5.
Okay, level 1, clinic 5. That's where I'm going.
And, sorry.
No.
Apologise.
I said I'd go anywhere. Don't you worry.
Michelle, listen, going in for an appointment in the matter on a Monday, not necessarily good crack, but it's just been changed for the good fear because Ashling Bonner is on her way to wish you well. We'll bring her, tell her to bring a few flowers and stuff as well. She'll see you soon, all right?
Okay.
Good luck with the appointment.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, 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 bye. Right, Ash, off you go to the matter.
Off to see me surgeon. That's going to be a bit of banter now. I've never been to the matter.
A bit of banter in the matter. What I love about this as well is like that's the joys of this competition because you could end up anywhere. I was in a vet's last week. You're going to the matter. It's all go.
Yeah, all right, hospital for dogs, hospital check, for humans.
Check in with Michaela there when you arrive.
Okay, I'm literally leaving right now. Well, because Michelle will be going into that appointment now any minute now.
Right, so yeah, like literally, it's in 3 minutes.
I better be waiting for her when she comes out.
Hope there's no delays this morning.
No.
Okay, see ya.
All right, see you now.
Bye bye. Another chance for you to win with Transport for Ireland. Same time tomorrow here on Fully Charged.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Addison Rae and Diet Pepsi on your number one in music station. This has been really looking forward to catching up on all things Grammys today. You know me, love checking out the videos and the red carpet and the speeches and performances and all the rest. But for the first time in Grammys history, only female artists were nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album, okay?
Oh, wow.
Callum, give me all five.
Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan.
Well done.
Dua Lipa?
Nope.
Beyonce?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
You're doing so well.
Oh, no.
I'll have to tell you. Billie Eilish and Ariana Grande. So there you go.
I feel like Ariana Grande's not released anything.
Hey, love the girls.
Love the girls.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.